Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to be with you here for episode 16. We have been on a journey together. If you've been with us here over the last several episodes, we've been on a journey together through our framework for the Smarter Side Hustle. If you're a dad and you are trying to build some type of passive income on the side, you maybe have a day job, but you're trying to build more income, impact, influence in your life, there's an opportunity to do it through a smarter side hustle. So that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been talking about for several episodes. We just got done talking about teaching and how important it is to be able to teach and have really an effective way to teach people the expertise that you have. Well, now we want to talk about engaging them. Ultimately, it's an ongoing process, engaging your students and keeping them connected to your message and what you're trying to do. You don't want to have kind of a one-and-done relationship with people, but you want to go deeper. So this really reminds me of, you know, my time in New York City. I lived in New York, and there were so many examples of people going deeper. I'll tell you about one of them in just a second. But before we go there, I want to share a quote here just to get us started and get us kind of thinking all in the same direction. So you can't buy engagement. You have to build engagement. That's Tara Nicole Nelson. And you know, it's really true. You can't buy it. So, I mean, you know, you might launch an online ad, right, or a Facebook ad, and it's all about engagement and trying to engage an audience. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you need to build that engagement. It's a constant effort and process. And I remember, you know, a great example of that in New York City. So living in New York, my wife and I loved eating New York restaurants. You know, there's 8,000 to choose from, so you could live there for several decades and never eat at all of them. But I remember we used to go down to Little Italy. We really loved Italy. You know, my wife has Italian descent kind of on her side, so they're really into Italian food. I enjoy Italian food as well. And we used to always go to this one place called Cafe Napoli. And the reason why we kept going to the same place was because of the maitre d' that was outside. He was engaging us. You know, he'd always pull us in. You know, there were several different restaurants we could go to, but that particular restaurant, he always pulled us in. So it was just so easy for us to make that decision. And I think, you know, that's what we need to do, as course creators, as, content creators, developing these knowledge expertise focused products. We need to create kind of the engaging atmosphere of a maitre d' out and about trying to pull people into a restaurant, if you think about that. That's really what we're trying to do. So how do we do that? Well, we need to engage our students at some key points for some very specific reasons. So first off, we want to get some testimonials early from them. Because if we can do that, then it proves the value that we're offering. So here's a couple different times where I'd encourage you to get testimonials from your students. So the first one is at the point of initial purchase. When they're willing to pull out their credit card and make a purchase, they were excited. They were inspired about something you asked for. So if you can get a testimonial there, that's key. Second place is at the point of product fulfillment. So once they receive their information, whether they went to a webinar, whether they attended an online course, whatever it is, before they've implemented it, once they can receive that information just learned it, they're super excited. So that's a great time to create engagement and try to get that testimonial for them, from them, like what they thought about their learning experience. And then finally, at the point of product completion, so once they've put those steps into practice and have gotten some type of a result, that's a really powerful time to engage with your student, because then they're raring to go. You can tell this whole story then about how, you know, they purchased the product and then they put it into practice and they've gotten these great results. So that's really key as well. And then, you know, you think about other ways that we engage, right? Establishing structured follow-up, that's key. You know, one of the most important things for you to do for your customers is to check in with them after they've purchased your products and services. You don't want to be one of those experts out there that just sells them something and never connects with them again, because this is about building a deep relationship with them and continue to move them along your process to help them buy more products, frankly, and go even deeper with you. And there's a lot of ways that you can do that. You know, I'll share with you kind of the 5 customer follow-up forums that I've identified here. So as you go deeper, you can go into group coaching. So let's say you sell a product and then you want to offer them kind of a deeper product. Potentially you can go into group coaching or a continuity program where they're getting something, you know, each month, potentially. A closed online community like we've talked about, like we have here for this podcast. If you go to Dad Hustle Project on Facebook, you'll find our community. I encourage you to sign up for that. But a closed online community. An email nurture sequence. So that's a great way to stay connected, keep your customers engaged, keep them thinking about you. And then regular broadcast emails as well. So there's a lot of different ways that you can keep them engaged and keep them connected. And it's so important as you keep deepening that relationship with them. And then ultimately, you want to feed proven buyers. So these are those hyper buyers, those people that want to continue to buy from you. And it's really about ascending your customers through your learning ladder. We've built a 7-step learning ladder to ascend them through. And I just want to walk you through those steps real quick. There's so many that really allow you to go deeper with your customers as you engage with them. So ultimately, first, you have that lead magnet. And we've talked about that before, but that might be that free downloadable guide or that free mini course or something like that, a way to get their email address and get them committed to learning about whatever it is that you're teaching. Number 2 is a framework. So this is really, you know, the first thing that you sell, whether it's a book, whether it's, you know, a little video, a training video, whatever the case might be. So that's a cost of, you know, anywhere between $9 to $20. Then you get into the roadmap. The roadmap is, you know, really providing it's kind of the core product to give your audience the how-to information that they need, whether it's an online course or virtual workshop. That can be anywhere between $297 to $997. Then you get into the clarifier. The clarifier is a product that's like a challenge to get people re-engaged. Oftentimes when people buy an online course, they may learn all the things, but they might not actually take action. Well, a clarifier is a great way for them to take action, and they can do a challenge with you, a real-time challenge with you, potentially. There's a lot of different things that they can do. And I will tell you that the clarifier and the roadmap can be switched up, so you can start with a clarifier and then do the roadmap, either way. So you could start with an online challenge, and then you could go into an online course, or you could switch them up and do them the other way. So you can do it either way. And then a continuity program. So that's where that membership, the whole idea of a membership program, comes into play. And then you have the live experience. If you want to go live, you can do that. If you want to go virtual, you can do that. But that's a deep, immersive experience with your customers that engages them at even a higher level. And then finally, step number 7 is that mastermind. This is where you're bringing the best, the smartest minds in the room together to dig deep and really add value to each other. And, you know, you can charge up to $10,000 or more for that mastermind. So there's great opportunity for you to build a very engaging ecosystem for your customers. Some questions to ask yourself as you're kind of thinking about how you're going to do this specifically for your smarter side hustle within your dad hustle. First thing, when it comes to gathering testimonials from customers, where do you think you'll start and how will you get them? Number two, which unstructured follow-up forum did you like the best and why? So remember that list that I shared with you. Which one did you like the best? And then what could you offer hyper buyers to give them something extra? So think about that. Those are all great questions as you're thinking about how you want to engage your audience for this dad hustle that you're building. Man, we've covered a lot of ground. We've covered a lot of information here. We're going to close off our deep dive into the smarter side hustle framework in our next episode. So as we dig into episode 17, we're going to be in the final step of the smarter side hustle framework, the final R there, react, because we're going to want to be reacting to what's happening in the world, reacting to our customers' needs, and we'll be digging into that in the next episode. So until then, have an awesome day. Dig deep, keep going, keep building these dad hustles. I've heard amazing stories of people doing some great things here. So keep building. We're building a community of 1 million dads that are committed to creating the digital courses, the digital products, the digital side hustles that could actually make a huge difference for themselves and so many other people. That's what we're about here, the Dad Hustle Project. And I'm just so excited to see you continue to fulfill your opportunities and understand what's truly available to you in your life. So until next time, have an awesome day. Keep digging deep and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.